The next installment of Arizona Public Media's Tucson Remembers series honors veterans of the Korean War, and we're bringing you some of their stories here on Arizona Spotlight. On July 27, 1953, an armistice was signed that ended the Korean War, but not the strife. What had often been called a conflict or a police action had actually changed the balance of world power forever. To those who fought on behind and above the front lines of the Korean War, their lives would never be the same.
The nation honors its sons and daughters who volunteered to help a country they never heard of and a people they never knew. People don't remember. There's no historical background to the fact that we were not attacked in Korea, but we went to help.
There's not a big deal made about the Korean War. Maybe because we didn't finish it off. I don't know. I don't know how you would have. I mean, we're still over there.
When I come home, no job. And I went unemployed for 10 months before I could find a job. I think people were sick of war, you know, people that had been alive in World War II. And, so you went to Korea, so what? You know, that's what I felt. The attitude was of people that were non-military, you know, civilians. And when it came to, I went to dozens of companies apply, and you're too old. Oh, you don't have the experience in this field, you know. I went back to the bottom of the pay line, you know.
And to an extent, I brought a lot of it on myself. I could have sat on the fence and just watched the war go by and nothing would have happened. But it just wasn't my nature. And plus the fact that I went there for a purpose. And I never deviated. And I've lost all that now, but I didn't then, but I have now. I don't have all that hatred anymore that I had. I sort of got it out of my system.
I know of no great novel written about it, and there's no poetry ever written. There were no songs. There was nothing. And the culture side marks the passage of Korea. It was basically over and done with and forgotten.
It was a terrible war, and it wasn't a police action, it was a war. Is it a forgotten war? Of course it's a forgotten war. It was forgotten when I walked home and people said to me, "Johnny, what are you doing in that uniform?"
Everybody thinks about Vietnam, but they don't think about Korea. We lost as many people in Korea as they lost in Vietnam, but the Korean War lasted a little less than 3 years, and the Vietnamese War lasted 10 years, so a little bit of difference. We had one heck of a lot of casualties.
They can call it whatever they want. I think it was a war, and that's it. A lot of guys were dying and getting wounded, and they can call it the forgotten war or the conflict, but it was a war, and that's it.
I'm proud of what we did, and we did it, and I think the words at the Korean Memorial spell that out. Freedom is not free, and we went to the help of a country that needed it.
We just heard the voices of Southern Arizona veterans Spencer Tidley, Norbert Clays, Douglas Rain, Derek Kinney, Eddie Rios, and Bill Williams. Tucson Remembers the Korean War airs on Thursday, May 28th at 8 p.m. on KUAT Channel 6.